This is Dakota Datebook for June 4th. At one time, catching frogs in North Dakota was big business. In 1923, it was reported that a Lisbon man was making good money catching frogs and shipping them to eastern markets. He found the business quite lucrative. He said they shipped 40 pounds of frog legs every day. Packed in ice, they arrived at their destinations in good condition. September, he said, was the best month to catch frogs. There was high demand for frog legs in upscale restaurants. A 1910 newspaper article reported that 12.5 tons of frog legs were consumed in Detroit restaurants the previous year. It was such a big business that during the 1920s, an illegal frog bootlegging syndicate was operating in Minnesota. At the time, Minnesota law prohibited shipping frogs out of the state. The state Fish and Game Commissioner said frogs were being illegally sent to eastern markets. The North Dakota Game Commissioner estimated that the state's frog business had earned between $50,000 and $75,000 in the previous year. On this date in 1925, frogs could breathe a little easier as new frog logs were announced. With the season opening on June 1st, there were plenty of questions from frog hunters trying to understand the new rules. The period from April 1st to May 31st was now closed to hunting. Frogs had to measure at least 2.5 inches from nose to the base of the spinal column. Anything smaller was off limits, and frog hunters had to buy a frog hunting license for 50 cents. Frog legs are no longer common fare in American restaurants, though they remain traditional in the South. Occasionally, they appear on menus as a delicacy. Today, about 5 million frogs are imported to the U.S. from Asia each year, a number far short of the 12.5 tons consumed in Detroit in 1910. Frog hunting still takes place in North Dakota, though not at the scale seen in the early 1900s. Any resident or a member of the resident's family can hunt frogs on their own property during open season. Anyone with a fishing license can also hunt frogs and may take up to 24 frogs. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.